I'm our Joe Buck Gardner's Bay. This is TobeAPod.com, the week in Georgia in English, coming to you from our sunny, beautiful Amagansett, Long Island sort of studios. Actually, a closet. Today is Thursday, the 15th of August, 2013. On this date, in 1185, the cave city of Varzea is consecrated by Queen Tamar. 1248, the foundation stone of Cologne Cathedral is laid. It's finished 632 years later. 1461, the Empire of Trebizond surrenders to the forces of Sultan Mehmed II. Some say this is the real end of the Byzantine Empire. Emperor David is exiled and later murdered. 1534, St. Ignatius of Loyola takes initial vows, leading to the creation of the Jesuits. 1907, ordination in Constantinople of Father Raphael Morgan, the first African-American Orthodox priest. 1914, the first Russian army, led by Paul von Rennenkampf, enters East Prussia. On that very same day in 1914, the Panama Canal opens to traffic. 1939, The Wizard of Oz premieres at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Los Angeles, California. 1945, the Japanese Emperor tells the flock that Japan has surrendered. 1961, construction begins on the Berlin Wall. 1969, Woodstock starts the festival. 1971, Nixon completes the end of the gold standard by closing the gold window. Birthdays today are Napoleon Bonaparte and Julia Child. Today it is only me, Mark Mullen. Thanks again to those posting on the forum. Great one from Jody about a piece on recording and videotape that we'll put on our forum for this week, the one we're recording now. We also have a question from somebody who gets the show on iTunes. Here's about the forum and wants to know how to get there. So you just go to www.tobeAPod.com and it's the turquoise boxes. That's the forum that we're talking about in case there's any confusion there. And you can always send us an email at tobeAPod@gmail.com. No Georgian Journal and Kvitis Politra article this week because they're on holidays. On the 12th of August, 11 weeks before October's presidential elections, the chairman of the Central Elections Commission, Zurab Karatiashvili, announced his resignation. In January 2010, the parliament elected him chairman for a five-year term. He confirmed that he is resigning to start a political career, but he refused to give further details. According to law, Misha must select and nominate three candidates for the vacant post after consultations with civil society. This must take place within 15 days of the chairman's resignation. The election code says that the CEC members then select one of the three candidates. The 13-seat CEC consists of its chairman, five certified election officials, which are selected by the president and confirmed by the parliament, and seven members appointed by the political parties, which had the best results in the last parliamentary elections. All five of the certified members of the CEC were confirmed by the previous parliament before the October 2012 parliamentary elections. Of the seven seats, six are allocated to representatives of parties that make up Bidzina's Georgian Dream Coalition, and one seat is allocated to UNM. On the 10th of August, the EUMM, the European Union Monitoring Mission, reported that a shot was fired at the Georgian Ministry of Interior patrol crew from across the administrative boundary line in the occupied Skhin Valley region. The story is, Georgian police vehicle turned around in front of a barrier operated by South Ossetian armed personnel when the shot was fired. An EUMM patrol was conducting routine monitoring activities near Kveshi. Both EUMM patrol and the Georgian police withdrew from the site. According to the Interior Ministry, no one was injured. On the same day, an ad hoc meeting was convened in Kveshi, with representatives of the Georgian police, the South Ossetian de facto border guard service, and Russian Federation border guards and EUMM. All sides agreed to avoid actions that may contribute to destabilizing the situation. So good job, EUMM, doing all the things that you're so good at and supposed to be doing. Appreciate that. On the 13th of August, I wish you'd been around in 2008. On the 13th of August, Bachu Akhalaya stood trial for the charge of torturing seven SWAT team members. The verdict will be announced in several days. A protest rally was held outside the Tbilisi court where Bachu was on trial. A fight erupted between his supporters and opponents. A group of former political prisoners for human rights, which is Nana Kakabadze's group, she's the former accountant for the Mkhedrioni, Jabi Yoseliani's paramilitary group, important in the early 90s, they greeted Bacho's supporters by whistling which escalated into physical confrontation. By the way, the fact that she's considered a human rights person and is tight with Otsuneba is a little appalling. Anyway, three people were detained, including Gheorghe Gabedava, a member of the National Front, mostly known for holding rallies promoting intolerance, particularly towards gay people. Gabedava was later released with a whopping 100 lari fine. The other two people arrested were Osine Gergadava, a member of the organization Free Zone, and Pridon Medabashvili, a former political prisoner. They were also released with whopping 100 lari fines. On the 11th of August, Misha Bidzina and U.S. Ambassador Richard Norlin and other high-ranking officials attended the reception ceremony on a U.S. Navy ship in Batumi. Misha gave a speech in which he denied that Georgia shares any responsibility for the August war with Russia. Bidzina interrupted Misha, saying that it is Misha rather than Georgia who should assume responsibility for the war. The two then argued for a bit. Bidzina asked Misha about a red poppy which was attached to Saakashvili's chest. What do you have there? Does it bear any symbolic meaning? Where did you get it? Misha responds, I will try to get one for you. This is a sign of respect to our heroic victims of the August War. Bidzina listened to Misha's speech while making ironic gestures and smiling. There were some funny pictures that were floating around on Facebook about this. He also whispered to Ambassador Norlin, who was smiling. The U.S. Embassy released an official statement regarding Norlin's facial expressions. Quote, it is regrettable that some have chosen to misinterpret Ambassador Norlin's facial expressions during President Saakashvili's remarks aboard the USS Bulkley. The ambassador was smiling at the fact that his efforts to restore protocol at a representational event of this nature were ineffective, end quote. Yeah, you know, I mean, stuff like this ribbon cutting kind of stuff, you know, everyone's supposed to just sort of cool it and smile a lot and say we're all friends here, you know. So, Misha and Bidzina, you know, please. On the 14th of August, Georgia commemorates the 21st anniversary of the beginning of hostilities in Abkhazia. At Hero Square in Tbilisi, a wreath-laying ceremony was held for soldiers who died fighting there. The 14th of August, and I'm saying this with air quotes, Defense Minister Tengiz Kitavani, who's still around somewhere, floating around in Russia, I think, deployed the Georgian National Guard on the territory of the Abkhazian Autonomous Republic to defend, also with air quotes, the Psu and Guri Railway. The so-called Abkhaz Guard fired at the Georgian military. From their hostilities escalated into the Georgian-Abkhaz War. It ended on the 17th of September, 1993, with the defeat of the Georgian armed forces. About 15,000 people were killed, and hundreds of thousands more were displaced as a result of the war. If anybody is interested, it would be really great to try to get Georgian, Russian, and international historians together to try to come up with a combined history of the war and what came before and after. They're not going to be able to agree, but at least limiting the disagreements would go a long way to fighting some of the crazy mythology on both sides about what happened during that war, and the disinclination to admit some of the things that that happened on both sides that were didn't show them in such a positive light. The only thing new in the world is a history you don't know, as Harry Truman said. On the 12th of August, Georgian Dream presidential candidate Gheorghe Margvelashvili launched his election campaign in the city of Nokalakhevi in Kuji Castle, along with Bidzina Ivanishvili. Gheorghe Margvelashvili's official Facebook page has been launched. All information related to his election campaign will be provided via the Facebook page Gheorghe Margvelashvili Official. On the 11th of August, refugees from Abkhazia, former prisoners, and three organizations, Media Union Obyektivi, Movement of Resistance, and Patriotic Alliance, held protests in Tbilisi and Batumi against Supreme Court Chairperson Kote Kubalashvili and Chief Prosecutor Archil Kubalashvili. Irma Inashvili, Media Union Obyektivi's representative, explained that Kubalashvili is not running investigations properly. She said that they demand Kubalashvili's resignation not for punishing several members of the UNM. The protesters were particularly concerned about several charges being lifted from Bacho. Protesters blame the Supreme Court for being biased and making poor decisions. They also demand a review of the judges on the Supreme Court. A group of people held a protest rally outside a restaurant in Samegrelo where Misha was having dinner. One participant at the protest, Kacha Mikaya, who is the head of the movement to defend Georgia, was detained on hooliganism charges. UNM accused Georgian Dream of organizing the protest, a charge which Georgian Dream MP Dato Saganalidze denies. Former Member of Parliament Dmitry Lord Kipaniza demands the publication of secret materials which the temporary parliamentary committee that surveyed the August 2008 war had access to. According to him, this video material and recorded phone conversations of high-ranking officials must be made public. He noted, quote, "I have a lot of unanswered questions, such as, why was Gori abandoned or left unprotected? The answers to these questions are kept in secret." He commented that Matabashvili could answer many of these questions. On the 9th of August, former Member of Parliament Tengiz Gushia was arrested for discharging a weapon in the direction of Deputy Governor of Zudidi Merab Kvaraya. He was charged with hooliganism and carrying arms illegally and then released on a 2,000 lari bail. Gushia claims that he fired on Kvaraya in self-defense because he was being assaulted. Tengiz Gushia was a member of the Georgian Parliament from 1995 to 99, from Shevardnadze's and Zurizhvanya's Citizens Union, and in 1999 to 2003 from Zudidi District, and represented Agordzineba, or Revival, which was Aslan Abashidze of Ajada's party. So that clarifies what kind of guy Tengiz is. The National Wine Agency is subsidizing wine companies who are purchasing certain types of grapes, Rikatsiteli and Kahuri Msvane and Saperavi. This season, companies will be given 40 tetri per kilogram for Rikatsiteli and Kahuri Msvane and 25 tetri per kilo for Saperavi. This subsidy will be disseminated via loans issued for a 15-month period with interest rates of 12 to 15%. 9% of the interest rates will be covered by the state. The upper limit for the grape purchasing volume is 10 million lari. The grape harvest, which begins at the end of August, is expected to amount to 150,000 tons this year. Previously, farmers received aid in the form of vouchers, while new wineries will receive aid directly, and consequently they will pay the farmers on time, which was a problem in the past. Health Minister Dato Sergenenko announced that hospitals which are owned by the Israeli company Aditi, as well as the oncological clinic in Tbilisi, will become government property. The ministry canceled its contract with Canadian Pegasus Pharmaceuticals Group, who privatized the oncological clinic, because they did not fulfill their contractual obligation to invest $20 million into the facility. No more than $500,000 was spent. According to the health ministry, the clinic will become government property and modernization work will start in the fall with up to $30 million. In addition, hospitals which are owned by the Israeli company Aditi in 9 regions of Georgia will also be returned to public ownership. By the way, this happened a lot. They would privatize something that would go to somebody or someone they knew or whatever else and say, okay, we'll give this to you for almost nothing and you have to spend this much money later on. The good thing is that you can take the stuff from them if they don't spend the money, and very often they don't spend that amount of money. The problem is sometimes they would privatize the stuff for almost nothing, and there would be no obligation to spend money on the asset, and it makes it more difficult to get it back from them. That happened with people being given chunks of parks and several other state assets. This question of bad privatization under the former government is a complex one. On the 14th of August, Minister of Economy Gheorghe Kvitikashvili canceled his meeting with UNM candidate for president Dr. Bakradze. The meeting to discuss the economic situation in the country was scheduled for the 15th of August, but Kvitikashvili said that he called off the meeting because of a statement UNM member Gheorghe Vashadze, a former foreign minister, deputy foreign minister, said. I think he was justice minister, but anyway. Quote, "The Minister of Economy doesn't have time to get advice from UNM," end quote. Kvitikashvili explained that this statement made it clear that the meeting was only part of an election PR campaign for UNM and was not a real desire to have a dialogue, end quote. UNM party members responded by saying Kvitikashvili was behaving like a sulking child. Tbilisi Airport, Europe and Rose Revolution Square, and the Rije Park will be renamed. The word around the block is that Tbilisi Airport will possibly be named after Zviad Gamza Khordia, which would just be horrible, by the way, but that's what people are saying. Rose Revolution Square may be named after Madame Kostava. Europe Square may be named to commemorate the 100,000 martyrs, and Rije Park will be renamed Europe Park. The head of Tbilisi City Hall, Iadakli Shakiashvili, explained the reason. Quote, Kostava Street begins from Rose Revolution Square, so it's desirable to be named after Madame Kostava. As for Europe Square, it's logical to rename it. It has this place, at this place, 100,000 martyrs were tortured. And finally, when it comes to the Rije Park, we cannot conceal the fact that we decided to rename it only for one reason. We don't want to be accused of hating Europe. Good reason there. Why don't they just call Rose Revolution Square Republic Square after the incredibly glorious and cool First Republic in Georgia, which is what it was named before. I mean, nothing wrong with Madame Kostava, but, you know. But if the airport becomes Gamza Khordia Airport, you know, like the National Airport in Washington, D.C., which I will call National Airport until my dying day, even though some people call it Reagan Airport, I am not going to refer to it as Zviad Gamza Khordia Airport. So, there. Anyway, on the 9th of August, the president of Samsung arrived in Georgia to open the company's first store. There, after opening ceremony, the president of Samsung went to Tbilisi State University, where he opened the Smart Schools project with the Minister of Education and the Rector of the University. Smart School is a high-tech teaching room equipment equipped with Samsung touchscreen devices and tablets, all connected to the internet. In September, Samsung will open a class at Chipa with another faculty like this. By the way, the Minister of Education was Georgi Margvelashvili, who was the Rector of Chipa. She worked with him at Chipa. So wonder how they got that contract. Anyway, on Wednesday, the 14th of August, Democracy and Freedom Watch reported the prosecutor's office in Georgia has charged a citizen of Uzbekistan for human trafficking. Apart from trafficking, the woman is also charged in connection with a murder case from the 22nd of May, 2013. She is suspected of ordering the murder of another Uzbek citizen who was killed in the village of Beshumi in western Georgia. The suspect left the country at the end of May. On the 13th of August, based on the request of Interpol's Georgian Bureau, Dato Chikhunidze was detained in Athens when he tried to leave the country for Turkey. Chikhutunidze was deputy head of general inspection of the Ministry of Justice when he discharged prisoner Geronti Alania from the penitentiary facility several times based on illegally issued documents. On the 11th of August, 2008, he discharged a number of prisoners, Geronti Alania, Alexandre Ratshava, Mikhail Bibuluridze, and Avtandil Apsiauri from prison number 10 for 14 days on the basis of an illegal order. All of them were serving their term of imprisonment in connection with the case of Sandro Ghirvliani. Chikhutunidze was sentenced to pre-extradition detention in Athens. For those who don't know, Sandro Ghirvliani, who was killed a year or so after the change in government in 2003, the people that were tried and put in jail for that were essentially free. They would leave jail and come and go quite often, and this is what that is about. Energy Minister Kahi Kaladze said that Georgia will actively use alternative energy sources, including a planned wind farm. According to him, implementation of the first pilot wind farm project will begin in September this year near Gori. Two miners drowned in a mine in Chiatura when water flooded in. Two other workers survived the incident. Tamas Doloberidze, who is the head of the Metallurgy and Miners Trade Union, accused the management of being responsible for the deaths since there were no studies done prior to the workers being sent into the mine. In response, public defender Uche Nanuashvili called on the government to quickly introduce an effective state monitoring mechanism for workplace safety, like the Labor Inspectorate, which was abolished in 2006. This question of worker safety is a giant issue in Georgia, and sadly, the government layer messing around with the labor code got it all wrong, and I mean, what they ended up doing was much better than what they originally had, but they concentrated on sort of job security and salary and things like that, which is exactly the wrong thing, and there's almost nothing in there on worker safety, which is a much more serious issue. The previous government abolished that entity in 2006 because, with a great deal of justification, they were pessimistic about their ability to administer uncorrupt inspection. That's why cars are not inspected in Georgia. They just thought the ideas of people going around with clipboards saying this is okay and this is not was just too big of a corruption risk. But one way or another, it has to be, somehow it has to be figured out. Between January and July 2013, 12 million liters of wine were exported from Georgia, which is 43% more than the same period in 2012. As of the end of July, the largest amounts of wine were exported to Ukraine, Russia, Kazakhstan, Belarus, and Poland. Ukrainian exports made up 38% of the total. In June, only four companies were exporting wine to Russia, while in July, this number has increased to 13. On the 17th of August, in 2 days, hunting season will open in Georgia. Interested individuals should pay a 10 lari fee, have their own equipment for hunting, as well as a document issued by the Ministry of Interior certifying the individual's right to possess a hunting weapon. Each year, the hunting season is launched on the third Saturday of August and is finished on the 1st of May the following year. The Ministry of Environment determines the rules and regulations of which species can and cannot be hunted and in which circumstances. A new German three-star hotel, Deutsche Mühl, was opened in Bolnisi. The hotel has seven rooms. Cost of a standard room is 190 lari per night. If you're walking around Tbilisi, you might have noticed a group of young people with the Georgia Tourism logo on their backs. This is the National Tourism Agency's new project called the Mobile Guide Project. They provide tourists with maps and information. They walk along Freedom Square, Rustaveli, Chardeni, and around Abatubani and Nanikala from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. The project will run until October, at which point they will decide if the project will go out into the regions. The 14th of August, a 3.6 magnitude earthquake occurred in the village of Kvenaplavi, 5 kilometers from Kareli district capital. Residents in the surrounding area felt the earthquake, but it caused no casualties or damage. Parliament is not in session. The August holiday began on the 7th of August. They'll resume on the 3rd of September. The geocapital number this week is 224, which is the prison population rates per 100,000 of the national population, according to the International Center for Prison Studies. In 2007, Georgia's prison population rate was 418 per 100,000. In 2010, it was 530, more than double the current number. As for the 2013 number, which is current as of the beginning of May, Georgia was tied with Turkmenistan. Just below Georgia is Israel with 223 per 100,000. To put this in a regional perspective, Armenia's rate is 164, Turkey is 173, Azerbaijan is 413, Russia is 479, and the world leader, of course, is the United States of America with 716 people in prison per 100,000 citizens. A couple of memes this week. The first is a 90-second video by Polish time-lapse media group who traveled to Georgia and tried to show the most impressive sights in the country. The description reads, "Are you ready to fly?" The film is a HDR hyperlapse postcard that will take you on a journey through Georgia, probably the most friendly country in the world. Cities and landmarks shown in the footage include Batumi, Sameba Cathedral, Galati, Gori, Kutaisi, Mestia, Tbilisi, Sihnachi, Stepanits Minda, and Uplisiche. The second one meme comes from Moscow. Khajapuri, a Georgian restaurant near Paveletsky Station, was seized by a group of attackers last Thursday on the 9th of August. A YouTube video shot from inside the establishment shows a group of indeterminate size forcing their way into the restaurant and fighting with security. Co-owner Tatiana Melnikova told Forbes that one of the security guards had been injured in the attack and was hospitalized. The restaurant website explained that the owners of the restaurant had been fighting with the owner of the building, who they accuse of extorting higher rents and shutting off the restaurant's water and electricity. We will post the link to this video on our forum. Things to read. Special thanks to our Santa Monica Bureau Chief for sending this article, Expensive Armenian Sky, which discusses high prices for flights from Armenia and explains why Armenians are coming to Georgia in order to take cheaper flights abroad. CRC's blog post on gender inequality in the South Caucasus, and the hardest working NGO in the Caucasus, Transparency International Georgia's blog post on the judiciary after the parliamentary elections in 2012. Also, TI Georgia's report on personnel changes since the parliamentary elections, which discusses how many people were fired and resigned from various ministries and governmental institutions. All of these will be in the forum. This week's English language movie at the Roosevelt Movie Theater across from Parliament are Saturday the 17th of August, The Conjuring at 5:30, Wednesday the 21st, Red 2 at 7:45 p.m. Tickets are 10 lati and 50 tetri. On the 23rd of August, the first multifunctional aquapark, Gino Paradise Tbilisi, will be officially opened. The new aquapark is located on 22 hectares of land near the Tbilisi Sea. Price tag on the facility so far amounts to 25 million euros, allegedly. The new aquapark will offer Olympic-standard indoor and outdoor pools, a water park for kids, sand volleyball and football stadiums, children's and adult swimming pools, indoor and outdoor cafes, jacuzzis and various types of saunas, including a salt, a menthol, a Roman, and a Finnish sauna. What's a Roman sauna? That sounds a little bacchanalian. There's also a summer beach with a sea view, I guess, of the Tbilisi Sea, and a 31-meter-high roller coaster. The aquapark will be divided into several zones, including a business zone. Wondering what your business would be, but okay, whatever. An economic area and a VIP zone. The price for entrance will range from 15 to 100 lati. We mentioned this last week, the Georgian Post declared an international contest to design a new street mailbox. To view this contest, you must create an account on 99designs.com and then search for the Georgian Post. More complete information about the contest will be on our forum, so send it around to graphic designer friends of yours. For all of you in New York interested in having Georgian food, check out Oda House at 76 Avenue B in Manhattan. They serve lobio, khingali, khajapuri, and more. We'll post a link on the forum. That's it for this week. My address is at txtbuk. Our email address is tblpod, tblpod, at gmail.com, or post to the forum and our website, www.tblpod.com. We will close with Kansas Joe McCoy and Memphis Minnie from 1929. Though better known as the Led Zeppelin version from 1971, this is When the Levee Breaks.
bad. Praying won't do no good. Time crying will help you. Praying won't do no good. When the levee breaks, mama, you got to move. I worked on the levee, mama, both night and day. I worked on the levee, mama, both night and day. The work so hard, keep the water away. I had a woman, she would do for me. I had a woman, she wouldn't do for me. I'm going back to my used to be. All me no laughing, call me to weep and moan. It's a me no laughing, call me to weep and moan. Gonna leave my baby.